Hello, everyone. It's time for Pan Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 192, season 8. Today's date is January 17th, 2023, and welcome to the show. On today's show, I will talk about Herman's World of Sporting Goods Stores in Chicago. It was a sporting goods store that they were mostly located in the malls in Chicago, mostly in suburban malls, that is. I'll talk about my little history of that place and my memories of that particular store. Also, I will do a wrap-up of past posts of Van Chicagoland Facebook page that started right up after Christmas and until now. I've got quite a few to cover. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break, and this program is brought to you by La Creme Whip Toppy. It's like Cool Whip. Well, I'll get to that after the commercial is played. And here's a commercial from 1982, and I've had this product. I remember it. It was very good. So sit back and enjoy, and I'll be right back. Thank you, everyone.
Out here, you get used to the good, natural things, like the taste of real cream. Real cream. That's what makes La Creme whipped topping different than those cool whipped toppings. You see, La Creme is made with cream. They're not. And there's no mistaking that rich, real cream taste of La Creme. Buttercup, you did good.
La Creme whipped topping from the dairy folks at Kraft. Real cream. Real cream taste.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for La Creme Whipped Topping. I sound French when I say that. I remember this product very well. As I mentioned before the commercial aired, it was like Cool Whip, only it was made by real cream. It wasn't non-dairy. It was the Kraft made this product. It was introduced in 1982. Over 40 years ago. I don't know how long it lasted. Maybe about 3 years, 3 or 5, and then disappear. I don't know what happened to it. What the reason was they yanked it off the shelves. I guess maybe it was false advertising. Maybe fell out of favor. So, I don't know, it was pretty good. Cool Whip I still use. I still eat. Yeah, it's not bad. Everyone loves Ready Whip out of a can. You know, one of life's guilty pleasures is, like, you take a can, you put some on your finger, and you eat it. Or you just take the can and you press it and you put it down your mouth and down your throat and indulge. But you don't tell anybody. I never done that. Who says I didn't? Okay. So that's another product of the 80s that went to oblivion. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I said I was going to talk about Herman's World Sporting Goods Stores in Chicago. And then I'll do a recap of past posts on my Facebook page, Fan Chicagoland. Nothing personal I'll talk about today. Everything is fine. You know, I'm doing okay health-wise. I'm still taking the Xtandi. That's the new drug. It makes me tired. There are days I'm okay, days I'm not. So I guess I'm doing all right. So we'll see. Okay, so here we go. We're going to talk about Herman's Sporting Goods Store. So I'll give you a history of that company. And it was founded in 1916 in New York City, and the man's name was Herman Steinloff. And I think he founded, I think with his brother, it could be, yeah, his name was Eddie Steinloff, and it was a music store at first. It was founded in Lower Manhattan. Then they expanded the chain, and then they expanded to New Jersey. Then later on, so it was not really a Chicago company. It was a New York company, but somebody tweeted that on Twitter this morning. I noticed that, you know, it's not a Chicago company, it's a New York company. Okay, fine. But it had a great presence in the Chicagoland area, and a lot of people remember growing up and bought a lot of items there. And then it became a sporting goods outlet. I don't know exactly when. And then it was sold to a company called W.R. Grace. And that happened in 1970. And then they expanded. And then the Steinloff brothers, then they turned it over to their son, Leonard. He did not want to expand it to... What I mean is not nationally. He didn't want to do that, but the conglomerate, W.R. Grace, wanted to do that. So they said no. So Leonard Steinloff became the CEO, but he was only there for about 10 years. I guess he gave in and just ran the company though then. And then it expanded to the Chicagoland area, which I remembered. And one of the stores I remember that was located was at Ford City Shopping Center in Chicago, right where I used to live. And expanded to other locations in Chicago. And I found a newspaper ad in the Chicago Tribune of the locations there. And this is as of 1988. I'm sure there were maybe a couple more open, but this is the best I could do for the time being. So I'll read off the locations. And most were located in the malls. So here we go. So it was in Naperville, Napier West Plaza. They did have one downtown location, and that's at East Chicago Avenue and Michigan Avenue at near the Magnificent Mile. And that's the photo I posted yesterday with the awning. And it's beautiful. I remembered this when I went downtown a long time ago. I remember passing by it, seeing this. And there's an Arby's, and I remember the Arby's there when I visited Water Tower Place. Also was located in Spring Hill Mall in West Dundee. It was at Six Corners. That's a shopping center in the northwest side of Chicago. That's like Irving Park Road, Cicero Avenue, and Milwaukee Avenue when they meet. Also Fort City, which I mentioned. Evergreen Park, which is at the Evergreen Plaza. Also at Niles at the Golf Mill Shopping Center. Also Buffalo Grove at Strathburn Square. In Bloomingdale at 369 West Army Trail Road. I don't know if it's Stratford Square. Maybe it is. I don't know. It's Vernon Hills at Hawthorne Center. And Lombard at the Yorktown Shopping Center at the mall. Also at Woodfield Mall in Schaumburg, also Highland Park on 131 Skokie Valley Road, also at Orland Square at the shopping center. It was located as well. Also in the Louis Joliet Mall in Joliet, Illinois, also on Skokie, it was on north of Dempster on Skokie Boulevard, and also in Madison and Lowman's Plaza, not in Lincoln Mall. So my memories of this store, I didn't buy much sporting equipment there. A lot of people have, like, for example, maybe my brothers did. Maybe they bought basketballs, baseballs, baseball gloves, hockey sticks, camping equipment, tennis balls, tennis rackets, you name it. It was a very good store. I did apply for a job there when I was in high school. I didn't get the job, you know, but I'm not into sports. Maybe that would have helped. So any job I could get, you know, being 16, like that. And there is a photo of her, of Herman's, on my, in my group on Facebook, is Memories of Fort City Shopping Center / Peacock Alley. You could find it there. And so I don't know how long it lasted. Fort City, probably mid-80s or like the late 80s. And then in 1985, there was a company called the D Corporation from England, and they bought it. They bought Herman's, and then they expanded. And by the early early 1982, there were a lot more stores. So and then they filed for bankruptcy. You know, as usual, you know how companies are. They go crazy with their profits, and you know, there's like going on in the, you know, behind the scenes with owners and all that. And then they closed some stores, and then they couldn't keep up. And there was competition too. Like, for example, there was in Chicago, there was Sport Mart. I'd like to talk about that someday. Also Maury Majors. That's another Chicago-based store. I'd like to talk about that as well. That would be fun. And the headquarters of Herman's was at Carteret, New Jersey. And so as of 1996, it went defunct. So they're gone. So like that. So you do find items on YouTube, on eBay. You find that. I found a few. I found a hockey puck, you know, and they had the Herman's logo. There are shopping bags, sometimes jackets, t-shirts, and all kinds of items for sale. It's kind of cool. I would love to find more photos of Herman's in the Chicagoland area. That'd be nice. You know, so I got posted on my Facebook page and people would just go crazy. You know, they would enjoy that. Okay. All right, so that's it for Herman's. And right now, I'm going to take a little break, and I will talk about my past posts on my Fan of Chicagoland page. So I'll be right back, everyone. Thank you. Okay, everyone, I am back. Right now, I'm going to talk about my past posts on my Facebook page, Fan of Chicagoland. So here we go. This was from December 26th of last year. And I posted a floor mat from the Magicus Carpet and Rug Cleaner Company. We all remember those red lips that were, was the signs on the expressways of Chicago, like, for example, the Dan Ryan, the Kennedy Expressway, and the Eisenhower, but I think the Dan Ryan was the best. And this was a very rare product. I never saw, I found this, and it had the phone numbers without the area codes. And this is before the prefixes with the letters. So it was kind of cool like that. I love finding items about that for Magicus. It was a good company. It really was. Okay, next up we have is... I found this photo. It was vintage grocery items from A&P, you know, the grocery store. And they had the 8 o'clock coffee, they had sale detergent, handy whip, the whip topping, Ahoy dishwashing liquid, Ann Page, remember Ann Page? Also Jane Parker, you know, products, you know. I don't know if I did a podcast episode about A&P, maybe someday. I think I did, but maybe I'll do another one someday. Because I had great memories of that store. And it was a great, it was a good store, of course. Okay, and okay, the next photo I posted, this was from December 28th of 2022, it was a photo of the Chicago L. And it had the sign, the Marshall Fields department store entrance sign, which a lot of people remembered when Marshall Field was in business. And it's a cool sign. I don't know what happened to the sign. Did they I hope they didn't throw it away. They should have just put it in a museum. You know, that'd be kind of cool. And when you get off the L, you would enter the store. And some people mentioned that it would lead you to the China department of the floor. I forgot which floor it was. And so it's nice. So if you're done shopping, you know, if you want to catch the train to go home, or if you're arriving from the train, you know, you get off. You don't have to go to the first floor. You just get off the L platform and then enter in the store. It's kind of nice. It really is. And there's one for Carson's too. I think there was. Yeah, for Carson Perry Scott. Okay. Next up was another photo from December 29th of 2022. It was a picture of a Blockbuster video store, and this was located in Evanston on Chicago Avenue. Oh, this Blockbuster. You know, and my favorite time at Blockbuster was browsing. I love to browse. I would spend maybe an hour or maybe more looking at titles, looking at, you know, the covers and all that. And I did rent, there was a block, I did rent from the store. It was, one was located near my old neighborhood, 87th Street in Cicero. I think it was Hometown. It was an old plaza. And I used to rent videos on it. I remember I rented about three. I forgot how much I paid. And of course you had to watch them, and then you had to return them. Also be kind, you know, be kind, don't please rewind. I think that's what it was. I remember on that. I think that's how it went. It's been a long time. My favorite is, like, they have, sometimes they had titles of that, you know, of latest releases. I don't know if you could buy movies. I think you did. I think you did, but not much. I remember the employees wearing the blue t-shirts, blue shirts and all that, and they also sold candy up front, and it was kind of cool. I miss that store. I loved it. I really did. Okay. Another photo from I posted this was from 1964. It was on State Street, and it featured a CTA bus route called the 149 State Liner Road, and that was like a shuttle service. Remember that. And on this one, this is from 1964, and it showed it cost like 15 cents to use that route, and it would drive all around from the loop. I think it was called before Michigan Wacker State or something like that. I don't know, in that order. And I remember that bus route lasted a long time. I don't know when it discontinued, probably late 80s, early 90s, but a lot of people remembered this very well. They remember the red sign. It says shuttle service on the bus, like that. And let's see. Also, I posted about the soccer player Pele, that he passed away on December 29th. He was he was 82 years old. I remember it was a photo of him posing with the Chicago Sting soccer mascot. He was a wonderful soccer player. Oh, wonderful. He was great, you know, from Brazil. And so that's a shame about that. And let's see. Not much creature features. One on December 29th of last year, they featured The Bride of Frankenstein. You know, that movie's been repeated many times. Sometimes, most of the time on that show. And it's one of my favorites. I love the movie, of course. Well, actually, my favorite is Dracula from Creature Features. But Frankenstein, I like it. It's okay. But Dracula's the top. I love that. And third was like Wolfman and then Invisible Man, you know, and all from Universal. Next up, I posted a photo, of the entrance of the Animal Kingdom Pet Store. That was located at 2980 North Milwaukee Avenue. There was some controversy about this photo because you either loved this place or you didn't. The reason that a lot of people didn't like it is because it was cruel to the animals, which I agree. you know, but that was a different time back then. So they wouldn't open. If you had a pet store, I don't think they would showcase or, you know, put the pets to entertain. They wouldn't do that. But that store was phenomenal. I received the book from the manager of the store, which I did read a little bit. I gotta finish reading it because I feel guilty because it's got photos and it's the history, and so far I love it. And one of the most famous animals that came out of that store was Charleston the duck, who appeared on Ray Rayner. Who Ray Rayner fed lettuce, and he chased Ray Rayner all over the studio, and he bit him. I gotta do a podcast on him. That'd be great. Okay, and let's see what else here. Then I found a photo of Poppin' Fresh Pies, which now is Baker Square, and this was located on LaGrange Road in Orland Park, Illinois. I still love this restaurant. There are about maybe three or four in Chicago left. I went to one about a couple months ago in Woodridge, near Downs Grove. I went there for lunch. The food was good. I ordered the French silk. Awesome. Oh, I love it. I wish they opened more. I wish they reopened them, but I don't know. I don't think that's going to happen. But I remember when Poppin' Fresh opened, and it was heavily advertised on TV, and it just took off, and people loved they loved the pies. They kept the pie tins, you know. Remember the signs that showed the flavors, and then if they turn over the sign, it would say sold out. I remember that. And that was a good concept. But the food is good. It's okay, but the pies are awesome. Everyone loves it. And there's a big demand around Thanksgiving for pumpkin. Also Christmas, but Thanksgiving is number one. So, if you have a craving for French silk or any pie, you have to drive to these locations. I think one's in Woodridge, the other one's in Palatine, and the other one's in Chicago, Foster and Harlem, you know, if you're in that area. So that's a shame, because there were two in Orland Park. The other one was on Harlem Avenue, and there's one near my house in Alsop, and that one closed, so that's a shame. And there was one in LaGrange. The suburb on LaGrange Road. So that's, I hope it comes back. Let's see what else. Then I found a picture of Litton's Department Store. This one was located on the corner of Church Street and Sherman Avenue in Evanston, Illinois. It was a wonderful store. It had beautiful clothes, women's and men's. And, of course, it's famous for their downtown location on State Street. And there was one in Oak Park, I believe. I don't know where else it was located. I don't think in Oak Brook. I don't think so. No, but it was founded by Henry Litton, I believe. That's the man's name. And I think I bought one item one time, a tie, when I was a kid. I think my mother bought it for me, and it was a beautiful tie. And it went out of business in the 80s, late, like 87, 88, right around the time Weebles went, I believe so. So that's a shame, because it was a great store. It really was. And it had quality clothing. It really did. Let's see what else. Here's a photo of... this is from Fort City Shopping Center, and it was, do you remember, it was iLab, where it was like Lens Crafters today. And also a picture next door to it was Peaches Records and Tapes. And also next door was the Fort City Bank. And this is from in the 1980s, and it was kind of cool seeing that. I remember Peaches from the from Fort City. I shopped there maybe once or twice when I lived in the area. I never got glasses at iLab. And, you know, believe it or not, I never had an account at Fort City Bank, but a lot of people did at the time. And that was nice. That's kind of cool. It really is. Okay, let's see what else. This one was very popular, this post. I posted on January 7th. It was a photo of the Zehr store, and this was at 5601 South Cicero Avenue in Chicago, where Midway Airport is now. And I've been to Midway many times. You know, I picked up my brother. I've flown out of there maybe once, and because they expanded it. And I remember the store. This used to be Shopper's World before. I think it was another store after that. I don't remember. But I remember this Zehr store. I remember seeing it when I was about a teenager. And it was big. And but this photo was real cool. So I posted that, and it's nice. You know, I missed the store. The Zehr store, which one that I shopped or my mom shopped, was at Columbus Avenue in Chicago. Right near the double drive-in theater, excuse me. And there was also the Wise Way grocery store. And my mom shopped there as well. So that was a nice store. That one opened in 1964, I think, something like that, around there. Okay, and let's see. The next photo I have is the Black Hawk restaurant. I'm going to talk about that someday. That was located at 139 North Wabash Avenue in Chicago. And it's famous for their spinning salad. I've never eaten there, and I wish I did. And from what I understand from people, like my followers, they love this place. And they went there for lunch. It wasn't that expensive. Yes and no, but it was the food was good. And I found this photo, and, you know, with the L next to it, it's kind of nice. You know, they miss this place. I think they opened one, or maybe they moved. I'm not sure exactly. Or they opened another location in Wheeling up north, but that closed as well. I don't know when the Black Hawk restaurant closed exactly. I'm not sure. But if I do a podcast episode, I will do some further research, and I will tell you. Okay. Let's see what else we got. Here's one of my favorites. I found here's a photo that was provided by a man named Bob Jeske. His grandfather, it was Carl Jeske, and he was the operator of the Bob's Roller Coaster at Riverview Park. And it's a photo of him displaying his earring collection there. So in the old days, when women rode the roller coaster and they go up and down, you know, and he would find earrings on the ground, and then he would place them on a tray or on a box or somewhere. And it was like a lost and found in a way. So if you happened to lose an earring, you would go to Carl and he will show you, and then you can go and try to find your earring. I'm sure it's happened. I'm sure the women have found that, found their earrings, but others were unclaimed. So according to his grandson, he still has the collection. He still does. He still has it. And I thought it was kind of cool because his grandfather was the operator of the Bob's Roller Coaster. I posted this on my social media accounts, and it was great because people loved that roller coaster. I don't know if they did that sort of thing with the other roller coasters, like, for example, the Flying Turns or the Greyhound or the Flash. It was the Silver Flash and the Flash. That was the Jetstream. I can't think. The Comet, I don't know. Maybe not. Who knows? No idea. Okay, now next one we have is, I found a menu from the Ground Round Restaurant. And this menu is from a location from Norridge, Illinois. It was located at 4220 North Harlem Avenue in Norridge. I said that twice. And, you know, people love, remember that restaurant? They had the, you throw the peanuts at the on the ground. It sounds like the pickle barrel. Also, they showed old movies, like old silent movies, but their menu was good. And here's the menu. I don't know where it's from. It's probably in the 70s. So they had cocktails. They had, like, for example, the hamburgers, Ground Round Jr., steak sandwiches. They had fish filet, jumbo frankfurters, you know, hot dogs, jumbo fried shrimp, fried chicken, drinks by the pitcher. You know, I'm talking about not Coke. I'm talking about I'm talking about like beer or cocktails, like you know, like Bloody Marys, whiskey sours, Harvey Wallbangers. Do they do people drink that anymore? Harvey Wallbangers? I don't know. You know, they also had side dishes and also desserts. Of course, they had happy hour, of course. And, you know, let's see what else they did. They reserve rooms for birthday parties or any event like that. The nearest Crown Round restaurant from by me, where in my old neighborhood, was on 87th Street and east of Cicero. I remember seeing it, but I never went inside. I never had the opportunity to go. That's a shame, you know. So that's bad. You know, I kicked myself. I wish I went there, but I didn't. You know, and that's a shame. Okay, let's see. Oh, I think this is the last one. I put an ad for Salerno cookies, but this one was the Royal Stripes and the Royal Grahams. Those were, the Royal Stripes were my favorites. They really were. I love the butter cookies. I love the Bonnie shortbread. What else I like? The coconut bars. But the Royal Stripes, the Stripe cookies, delicious. The Royal Grahams, I think I've had them, but now Keebler makes them. Or they have, you know, for years. I've had them. They're not the same as Salerno. They're good, but not quite. Not quite. Salerno were the best, you know. And, of course, the Salerno butter cookies are still made. It's not the same from what I understood from people. I haven't bought a box in a long time. Sometimes they're expensive, but they don't have the same taste. A lot of people complain of that. I think they're right. They're not the same. You know, when you put the cookie on your finger and you eat at the edges, or my favorite is dunking them. That goes, that sort of thing. Okay. And let's see what else. I think that's it. I believe so. No, I have one more. I posted a photo of a sign from the Evergreen Shopping Plaza, Evergreen Plaza. And this was before the Evergreen Tree. You remember that? If anyone lived on the South Side or lives on the South Side, remember that? Some people said it got knocked down by wind. I don't know why. Maybe it was from the tornado. 67, maybe, I don't know. And this photo shows the sign at 95th Street and Western Avenue. And on the in the background was Lawn Savings. That was a bank. I think later on it was Concordia Federal Savings. I think I said it right. I remember that. And then on the right was a Hilo food store. It was I have another picture of that, and that was kind of cool seeing that, because I miss Hilo. It was a great store. Someday I talked about Hilo in a podcast episode. Maybe I'll talk about it again, you know, with the Hilo flyer with the red wagon, or in the 10 cents cans, you know, that they were on display right up front. It was a good store. It really was. It had a lot of locations. Lots of locations in Chicago. Okay. And I think that's it. Yep, that's it. So that's it for this show. I'm going to do a quick recap of what I discussed. I talked about the Herman's World of Sporting Goods stores in Chicago, and also did a recap of my past posts on VanishChicagoland.com. Facebook page. So I will do another podcast probably this coming weekend. And I'll think of something what to talk about. And once this podcast is available, it will be available wherever podcasts are. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Breaker, Overcast, Audacity. I'm sure it's there. And also on my YouTube channel, Vanished Chicagoland Stories. That will be all be posted this afternoon. And I'll also be posting on my social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, also on my blog, Vanished Chicagoland blog. I'm also on Mastodon. I joined that. Not much activity there. So we'll see. So, yeah, because a lot of people still ask me, where do I find your podcast? Can you send me the link? And I do send them the link, you know. I wish there was a way to, on Facebook, I could send them the link. They used to do that, but the Facebook yanked it. It's kind of silly. Wish they brought it back. Okay. So this is Pico Steins, your host of Vanishing Chicagoland Stories. Thank you for joining me. I had a good time talking to you. And I hope everyone has a good day. So bye-bye for me. And here's Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye, bye, bye. So take care, everyone. So long.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.